Today on Gardening in a Minute, live oaks. The live oak is a large, picturesque tree that graces many southern yards with deep, inviting shade. Live oaks can grow to 60 feet tall with a spread of up to 100 feet. These stately trees have many curved trunks and branches and can live for hundreds of years if planted in a fitting location. With potential for a 6-foot diameter trunk, they need plenty of room to expand. The live oak is a tough tree that will respond with vigorous growth to plentiful moisture in well-drained soil. It needs regular pruning when young to develop a strong branch structure for excellent wind resistance. Live oak branches are often draped with gray tangles of Spanish moss, but these epiphytes don't harm the tree and don't need to be removed. For more information about live oak and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, bird monitoring. The Florida Bird Monitoring Program was created to encourage Floridians to track the birds that visit their landscapes. University of Florida Wildlife Extension developed a website where the public can enter and view collected bird survey data. Bird surveys can be conducted in small lots and yards, around neighborhoods, in city parks and reserves, around lakes and ponds, and in schoolyards. Bird surveys show which types of birds are visiting a particular area. Populations can be tracked over time, and users can gauge the effectiveness of newly created avian habitat. The website allows bird monitoring participants to compare survey results, discuss ideas, pose questions, and learn how to create better habitats for birds. For more information about bird monitoring and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, renovating your lawn. Around this time of year, many homeowners begin to think about sprucing up their lawns for the spring. Renovation is one option. It's improving your existing grass without completely removing it and starting over. Your grass can be damaged by diseases, insects, and nematodes, but it may be suffering because you've planted a type of grass not suited to your site. Improper use of pesticides, fertilizer, and water can also harm your lawn, and so can less obvious factors like the chemistry of your soil. Before you decide whether to renovate your existing grass or reestablish your lawn entirely, figure out why your lawn is not currently thriving. A correct diagnosis will save you a lot of time and money. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, megaplants. Gardeners love to collect the unique and novel, and exceptionally large plants fit the bill. The mammoth sunflower gets its name because it can grow up to 12 feet tall, but also because it produces blooms as big as dinner plates. Birds and butterflies love them. Amorphophallus titanum is the world's largest flower, at 6 or more feet tall and 3 feet across. The flower smells like rotting flesh to attract pollinators. The Abyssinian banana is in the banana family, but doesn't produce edible fruit, and its leaves can reach 20 feet long and 5 feet wide. This large plant needs full sun and moist soil. Include these and other megaplants in your garden to create a Jurassic effect that will amaze and astound. For more information about megaplants and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, pruning perennials. The dormant season is often an ideal time to prune hardy perennials. You can conduct either regular trimming for shape or major pruning at this time. One important chore is to remove dead or diseased foliage, making cuts just above branch angles. Prune leggy, woody perennials to promote fuller growth. Fertilize these plants only after the last freeze to prevent damage to tender new shoots. Ornamental grasses like the native muley grass may be shaggy and thin. Rejuvenate these grasses by cutting them back nearly to the ground. With many perennials like coleus, you can even use the cuttings that result from pruning to start new plants. A little nip and tuck in the winter will help you keep the plants healthy and attractive all year long. For more information about pruning perennials and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.